If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dave, let's do a little sports talk with Kevin Powell, and he is on loan from the afternoon Lisa Dent show to spend some time with us. Kevin, let's talk about Ben Johnson, and are they finalizing that deal today? Is that it?
That's what it sounds like. Should happen soon, and I know Bears fans are excited about it. It is being a Bears fan, it's a roller coaster, Bob, as you know. I mean, just a week or two ago, it was kind of gloom and doom with Bears fans, and Ben Johnson was, I think, widely viewed as the top candidate this offseason for a head coaching position, and the Bears got him, and it's exciting. It didn't feel like it was going to happen because the Bears never really seemed to land the top candidate. I mean, think about the recent hires, Mark Trestman, John Fox, Matt Eberflus. They never really brought a ton of excitement to Bears fans. This one does. So is it a slam dunk? Everything's going to be fine now? No, but it definitely generates a lot of excitement with Bears fans.
Well, I think part of that too, Kevin, is it's kind of two-tiered. And, you know, one reason I think people are a little bit surprised, some of the numbers being tossed about, $13 million a year. I mean, that's not exactly the type of money the Bears are known to have paid coaches in the past. But the fact that you're not only getting a young coach with a terrific resume, terrific accomplishments so far, but also you're taking away an important piece from a division rival. Now, he was probably leaving Detroit anyway. If it wasn't for the Bears, he was going to take a head coaching job, and Dan Campbell had made that clear. But certainly, that still is something that Detroit's got to deal with, and that's the team you got to try to get past if you want to move up in this division. So I think from that standpoint, it's kind of twofold. It's not only getting a guy you really like as coach, it's also taking a guy away from the team that's won the division the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, Lions fans, after their disappointing loss in the playoffs and then today getting the news that Ben Johnson is leaving, they're not excited about that at all. I mean, if you're a Lions fan. So, no, it's a good point. You're taking away a play caller that has been creative. Jared Goff, the way he talked about Ben Johnson. Jared Goff had some success with the Rams. The Rams were done with him, traded him to Detroit in that Stafford deal, and it kind of felt like, okay, this is, you know, maybe this top pick, is his career is going to kind of fizzle, and it was complete opposite what Ben Johnson was able to do with Jared Goff in this Lions offense, which has been one of, if not the best offenses in football over the past two or three years. So, yeah, you take him away from a divisional opponent, and yeah, I think, Dave, also I think a lot of Bears fans are a little surprised that they were able to get this done, and you think about Ryan Poles leading this search, and the hope kind of was Kevin Warren could be a difference maker. Maybe we'll find out more about how much he was a part of this, but Warren said that Poles would be leading the search, and I think a lot of us were a little skeptical because Ryan Poles did hire Matt Eberflus. Ryan Poles also led a search for an offensive coordinator to pair with his top overall pick, Caleb Williams, and that didn't work at all. Shane Waldron didn't even make it the entire season. So I think there was some skepticism with Bears fans that Ryan Poles would get it right, but it does feel like they got it right. We'll see where we're at in a couple of years with the offense. But yeah, you know, offensive backgrounded coaches are typically the top candidates these days to be a head coach because you can pair them with a young quarterback and you don't have to worry about them leaving eventually, which is what's happening with Ben Johnson in Detroit. So the hope here, the dream here, is that Ben Johnson and Caleb can get on the same page and they can create some sustained success. Now, he's got to be much more than a play caller now. Everything we heard from players towards the end of the season was about culture and accountability and those sorts of things. So that's great. We know he can call plays. We know he can lead an offense. Can he lead an entire team? That's the big question here, too. But I think at the end of the day, it's who was the top candidate. It was Ben Johnson, and the Bears found a way to get him to Chicago.
Ben Johnson was a quarterback in his playing days, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, North Carolina. So worked his way up as an assistant, was with Miami, had spent some time with Dan Campbell, who also spent time with Miami, and then was, you know, offensive assistant with Detroit, then tight ends coach, then passing game coordinator, and then up to offensive coordinator over the past few years. So I really like this hire. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, this is the guy everybody wanted. So if you're the Bears and in a few years we're talking about another head coach, they can kind of throw their hands up and say, hey, this is the guy everybody wanted in Ben Johnson. So let's hope this does work, because if it does, the future looks good for the Bears.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think he played a lot at North Carolina. He was a walk-on there. But still, I mean, it comes together to create the person that you've hired as head coach, all that being a grad assistant at Boston College. What I think is another underrated part of this hire is the timing of it, because if they don't lose to Washington Saturday night, then this hire either happens later or maybe doesn't happen at all. But what it does, it enables Johnson to grab some of the top assistant coaches, have more of a choice in putting his staff together than you might have later on. So he can get guys before they get hired up elsewhere. If you're having to wait, for instance, till after the Super Bowl to make this hire.
Yeah, and he is a first time head coach. Dennis Allen is a name that's been out there as potential defensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator is important, but we know Ben Johnson will be calling the plays on the offensive side of the ball. But having experienced coaches around him, I think, will be important, considering he is a first time head coach. Dave, what did you make of all the interviews? I think it was 17.
17. Well, I was a little disappointed that Bob wasn't interviewed. I know, Kevin, you had a brief meeting with him. Here's part of the process that I think people forget is that some of these are done as courtesies to these guys. And some of these guys know they're not going to get this job, but they're going through it so they have the experience, just like Ben Johnson did a year ago. He went through the process, ended up staying with Detroit, but you get the experience going through. You learn what teams are going to ask you, so the next time around you're better prepared for it.
To be continued, Kevin Powell, he'll be with Lisa and Steve Bertrand this afternoon, and appreciate you getting up a little early for us, Kev. Thank you.
I'm up early these days, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, he's got a baby.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. You're not sleeping at all. Yeah. I remember those days.